part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The time is 9:35. We have Dr. Catherine. She'll be talking to us about God's girls under the topic that says Miss Independent. Dr. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for letting us speak to you today. So today we are looking at Miss God's Girls, Miss Independent. So today we are diving into an empowering topic: girls building independence, growing as a self-sufficient individual. In a world that's consistently changing, being self-sufficient isn't just an advantage, it's a necessity. Join us as we explore the journey to independence, celebrating the strength and resilience it takes to grow into a self-resilient woman. So to our listeners at home, if you want to be part of this conversation, if you have any question regarding the topic for today, you can send us your message on +27 73 470 3520, +27 73 470 3520. Dr. Catherine, let's get into it. But before we start our conversation for today, can we start with a word of prayer?
Thank you. Let us pray.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this morning. We thank you for life today and for this opportunity that we can share some insights into the independence of girls and women. We pray that you send your Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us, for all wisdom comes from above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Doctor. So let's get into it. Doctor, this is an interesting topic for me. I would like to know, what are some key steps girls can take to start building their independence from a young age?
Thank you so much. So some key steps that girls can take right from a very young age include acquiring some skills. You need skills that will help you to be self-sufficient or independent. And these, first and foremost, I would say, spiritual skills. As they are growing in the home, it means they are learning about what God has said about the human being, what God has said about men, women, meaning that right from the Bible we are told we are the same. We are not inferior to the men. The roles are different, yes, but we are not inferior. And being a medical doctor, the brain, the makeup of a man or a girl and a boy are no different. But of course, because of the roles that are different, the strength, a man will have more strength and physique than a woman, but that doesn't make them inferior. So as a girl is growing up, she knows that we are different in roles with the boys or the men. But as a human being, she's not inferior. It means she can also think, she can do maths, she can do physics. She is not inferior. So from a young age, learning that helps as they grow up to become self-sufficient. Also learning from a young age to use the hands. And the Bible also gives us such a guidance that mothers have a bigger role to play in that, because they're at home most of the time with the children, both boys and girls, and they need to learn to use their hands from a young age.
Mm,
she can't grow up, go to college, and then she cannot even clean her own shoes. She can't iron her own clothes.
Eesh.
How will she become self-sufficient? So all these skills, spiritual, social skills, need to be learned. And another skill that is important to learn from a young age is to know the important use, the value, to value money. She must work for money. She must learn that she won't just be given money all her life from her parents. No, she must earn it. She needs to do some chores. She needs to learn what to do, something that can help her to earn a living once she grows up, as well as learning from a young age that she needs to go to school, she needs to concentrate, she needs to know how to read, how to write, to know how the world is made. And so she needs to learn all these things, because that will also be part of those skills that will help her to be self-sufficient in future. So from a young age, we can teach our girls to acquire these skills. And once they are full grown-up girls, they have all these skills, it will be easy for them to be self-sufficient.
Wow. Thank you so much, Doctor, for that. And how can faith and biblical teaching support girls in their journey to becoming self-sufficient?
So faith and the Bible play a big role in helping girls to be self-sufficient, because the Bible teaches us that we need to, they need to be obedient. And so as she is growing up, if she's obedient to what the parents are telling her, then she will learn how to be self-sufficient. Also, the Bible tells us that thus, as the parents, we need to teach the children in the way that they should go. That includes how they should live. And we'll be the example. She'll be seeing me that, you know, I wake up and I don't do anything. I just have a chain of mates around me doing literally everything.
Mm.
She's learning that.
The network must behave. Not today.
Teach us.
Doctor, we've lost you for a second there.
Sorry, somebody was trying to call.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was saying, I've put it on silent now. Sorry, I'd forgotten to put it on silent.
It's okay.
The Bible plays a major role. And the examples in the Bible, we have women such as Dorcas. That's the one that comes to my mind. She was able to do something with her hands. We're told she made clothes. That means that she was not a dependent. She was not a beggar, because those clothes that she was making, I'm sure they helped her in an income. Apart from her being able to give the poor and all those that needed her things, it means that we must learn to use our hands. And there's a verse in the Bible which says, the one who does not work should not eat. It means that we need to do some form of work. Doesn't matter how many degrees we may have, there's something we can do with our hands. And if we're unable to find employment, our hands will help us to be self-sufficient. I'll just give one small example. So my daughter, and I'm ashamed of this, I don't know how to crochet. She knows how to crochet. Mm. She can crochet items, hearts, things, decors that she has even branded. It means that even if she were to fail to find employment, there's something she'll make with her hands. She can crochet. And she'll be able to earn something. She'll be self-sufficient.
True.
She won't be a beggar. She won't struggle. So the Bible teaches us a lot in how we can indeed help girls to be self-sufficient. It teaches that we are not supposed to eat anything if we haven't worked for it. So it discourages laziness. We are supposed to do something. We are created to use our brains, to use our hands, to be innovative and to survive. And this is not only for men, but even for girls. We are supposed to survive any situation.
Wow. Thank you so much, Doctor, for that. And what role do mentors and role models play in helping girls develop independence? This one worries me a lot, Doctor, because now we have different role models. You see some beautiful ladies on Instagram posting nudes, and then they have this huge number of followers. And then our kids may think it's okay to post nudes because this person might be a role model to my son, you understand? And then he'll be like, ah, nah, man, it's okay to post nudes. Then maybe I can also try this one so that I can get a number of followers. So how and what role do mentors and role models play in helping girls develop independence?
Thank you so much. Yes, that is really, really worrisome what is happening, where you have people posting all sorts of things and then they have huge following on these blogs. So, but then mentors have a big, big, big role in influencing our young girls for good or for bad.
Okay.
Because these people are some people that are people that are respected in society, and so whatever they are posting, these young ones will think that this one has posted this, she has this huge following, so this is the way to go. So again, it goes back to us, especially as Christian mothers and families and aunties, grannies, to teach our young ones so that even when there is a role model that is not according to the principles that they have learned, it will be difficult for them to just be blown by the wind. And because their friends and peers are following that, they also follow it. Of course, it will be difficult. Mm. They always have to struggle to fight. But if it has been taught to them that this should not be followed, it will be easier for them to think and then not just follow anything because somebody who is, in quotes, a role model, a respectable figure in the world of entertainment and so on, is posting nudes. It will be easier for them to fight that and not just to follow blindly. But if they have never been told right from home that it's not okay to post nude, it's not okay to dress like this, it's not okay, it will ring back in them no matter where they go.
Ish.
And it will help them not to follow blindly.
Mm.
And so the nurturing, again, will play a big, big, big role so that our young girls are not misled by the many, many mentors that will be out there.
Thank you so much, Doctor. And how can girls balance independence with maintaining healthy relationships with family and friends?
So, of course, there needs to be a balance. Everything is supposed to be balanced, we are told. It's healthy to be temperate in all things, meaning that not one thing is outdoing other things. So it means that even in their being self-sufficient, in their being independence, there should be a balance, meaning that they still have a relationship that they maintain with their families, especially. They can't say that I am self-sufficient. I'm going to do what I want because it's helping me to be self-sufficient and independent. It should still be in line with the principles that their families have taught them, meaning that they should be in touch with their families. They can't just exclude everyone else and just say, I am independent, I'm self-sufficient, and I don't care what others think, what my family thinks, what my friends think. It should still be in connection and in line with what is approved of your family, especially, and your cultural norms and values.
Right.
So everything should be within that limit so that you're not overdoing even a good thing.
Wow, beautiful. The time is 10 minutes to 10 o'clock here on Adventist World Radio. You're tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment with Uzintle Wagakambule. We are talking to Dr. Catherine. She's talking to us about God's girls. God's girls. We are under the topic that says independent and Miss Independent. If you have any questions regarding our topic for today, send us your messages on +27734703520. Doctor, let's continue with our discussion for today. So, what are some practical skills that contribute to self-sufficiency, and how can girls develop these skills?
Thank you. So I had mentioned some of the skills that can help one develop self-sufficiency. I think I mentioned some of them. So you need to be knowledgeable. It means you need to know. You need to go to school. You need to know how to read, how to write, how to calculate. Of course, we are differently gifted, and it's possible to tell right within early days of school that I'm good in this subject, I'm not good in this one. And that will help you, let alone to acquire the skills that you need. But for basics, you need to be able to communicate with people. So it means you need to be able to speak, at least, not just your mother tongue, be able to speak another language that you'll be able to communicate with others, such as English. And then you need also to seek help, to seek advice. There are those people who are good in something. Suppose you think you have this skill in art and so on. There are those that may be already advanced. So you can seek their advice, their help, and then they will help you to develop that so that it's something that can help you to be self-sufficient, something that you love to do. It will be your hobby, yes, but it can also help you to earn something so that you are not dependent. In this time when it's so becoming so hard to find what I can call the white collar jobs, and we grew up like that in our time, that I will finish school, the government will employ me as a doctor, full stop. But now it's becoming hard, and we have doctors that are not yet employed, and some of them sadly have committed suicide. But it's because of this narrow-mindedness, thinking that that is the only thing they can do. But there are so many other things that they can do. It's not just to go and work in a hospital. They can teach. They can be lecturers. They can do research. They can learn other skills and do so many other things. So it's important to learn to acquire different type of skills that will help us with our hands. Something you can do with your hands. You may be a doctor, yes, you have that degree. You cannot find employment. Don't commit suicide. You can still be self-sufficient. Learn something that you can do with your own hands,
yes.
Whatever it may be. I have a young doctor. She's employed, but she runs a small company. She rears chickens, and she does all sorts of things, selling eggs. And in the past, as I was training to be a medical doctor, I don't think I would even thought of that. Oh, doctor, rearing chickens. But that's how, that's what we're supposed to do. Learn other entrepreneurship skills that will help us to be self-sufficient. So there's so many other things that we can do, so that when whatever we have specialized in is not working, it's not the end of the world. There's still something that we can do. God has given us a brain, not to just sit up here, but we can use it to think of other things that interest the people around us, whatever it may be, and we can acquire those skills. And we can still learn, no matter how old we are, we can learn something, a skill that will help us to be self-sufficient, to be independent, and not to be dependent and depressed.
Wow, thank you so much, Doctor, for that. That was beautiful. Before I let you go, here's the last question. How does self-confidence impact a girl's ability to become independent? And what are ways to boost self-confidence?
Thank you so much. So, yes, self-confidence plays a big role in boosting girls' confidence, so that they'll be able to be self-sufficient. Now, you may have the skills, you may have everything that you need, but if you lack confidence, then you'll not get very far. So how can we boost our confidence? So firstly, of course, is to, from the Bible, the Bible tells us that, you know, we are self-sufficient. We are made full. So it means that we don't lack anything. But then there are also people nowadays, I can call them maybe life coaches or whatever, where we can learn just to boost our confidence. People are not born the same. Like I used to be very, very shy. So that even if we are, when I was training to be a medical doctor, so I learned, I know what the answer should be, and I'm being asked, and I would be shy and I'll just keep quiet. So, but we can learn, because we have been born like that, yes, but we can learn to develop confidence, and there are people who can give us those skills in order to learn to boost our confidence. We can't just say, oh, that's the way I was born, I'm shy, so I won't do anything, I can't be self-sufficient, nothing will be successful that I do. No, there are all these avenues nowadays, and some are free coaching sessions online and so on, that somebody can just improve their skills in whatever they are lacking, just to boost their confidence. So help is available.
Wow. Dr. Catherine, thank you so much for letting us speak to you today. That was beautiful, beautiful. I hope one of our listeners got something from this conversation, picked up something from this conversation, and it will really help them. Thank you. Thank you so much, Doctor. Can we wrap up with a word of prayer?
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity and this conversation. We pray that, Father, you help especially all those young girls who think that there's nothing they can do. Maybe they didn't complete school, they dropped out of school. That's not the end of the world. We pray that they may be able to find something to do. They may be able to find somebody to build their confidence, that there's something that they can do with their hands, so that they'll be able to be self-sufficient, because you are also there to guide them and to give them the wisdom that they need. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen, Doctor. Thank you so much. Until we chat next time, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
to our listeners at home, that was with Dr. Catherine talking to us about God's Girls Miss Independent. That was a beautiful conversation. Right now, the time is 10 o'clock here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Let's prepare for our music segment, Music Takeover. Stay tuned and send those song requests on +27734703520.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.